Hey there, I'm Aaron Bird, and I'm here with chef and award-winning actress Madhur Jaffrey. She's known as the godmother of Indian cooking and is credited with bringing Indian cuisine to the Western world. She has won 7 James Beard Awards and written over a dozen cookbooks. She came to fame with the TV series on the BBC and currently stars in Curry Nation on the Good Food Channel. Today we're here with Madhur to talk about some of the songs that have inspired her throughout her life as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. First of all, welcome, Madhur. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for the welcome. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, we're excited to have you. So what did you bring in for us today?
Let's start with Santa Baby, Eartha Kitt. Now, she's always been such an inspiration to me. When I was growing up in India, I was a rebel. I was not like anybody else. And everybody treated me as if I was not like anybody else. And I think that rebel, the actor in me, was always attracted to women who were doing things. I sensed that they were a little bit like me and that they were not following the common route. They were just taking their own path. And there are several women whose work I then became very attached to because they were my future in a way. And I saw Eartha Kitt when I was a student in London. I saw Eartha Kitt in a stage play. I think it was Kismet or something like that. And she was so incredible and so powerful that everything about her attracted me. And then there's this powerful woman singing this sexy, kittenish song, and the way she sang, that kitten quality and that strength, I found just amazing and very attractive. So I think that's the reason why I picked Santa Baby, because it's this very strong woman who had the strength to be kittenish but be strong too.
Santa cutie, there's one thing I really do need, the deed a platinum mine, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight.
So that was the classic Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt. Coming up next, what do you have for us?
Well, then there was another lady, again, for similar reasons I admired, and that was Lena Horne. And I had seen her in films, and she was so beautiful. And I thought of her life, because I knew a little bit about her life, even in India. I thought she's gone through so much and such a difficult life, and yet she's managed to find work. She pushes herself, gets the work, gets in where she needs to be, and is a beautiful singer and a beautiful human being. So then again, she became for me a kind of idol, that this is, I could do that. There are women like that who are like me. I was young, I was too young at that time, but I could look up to these women who would take my hand and lead me along, metaphorically at least. And from her, I've selected Stormy Weather, which is a song I love.
Can't go on. Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time.
That was Lena Horne with the classic Stormy Weather. I'm here with award-winning chef and actress Madhur Jaffrey, talking about songs that have inspired her throughout her life. So for your third choice, what do we have?
So we have a man now. We have Frank Sinatra. Now, who doesn't love Frank Sinatra? And we certainly heard his songs in India. And then I was in England, studying in England. We heard his songs then. And he just... there was a kind of romantic quality to his singing that I found both sexy and attractive. And there were some men, because I was just, in a way, growing up discovering my own body, discovering my own sexuality. And he somehow fit in a very nice, soft, romantic way. So again, I turned to him to get all my juices, as it were, going. And that was the attraction, I think, of this particular song, which is The Way You Look Tonight.
And the way you look tonight.
Is cooking a sensual experience for you?
Absolutely. Cooking is not. Eating. Eating is completely sensual. There's no aspect of eating that isn't. Smelling, tasting, the fingers, the use of the fingers. I remember once I was in Korea, and you know, in Korea they eat with knitting needle type metal chopsticks. And this woman who'd invited me, very nice woman, very knowledgeable about food, and she says, you know, I went to India and they all eat with their hands and I don't like that very much. And I said, well, we don't make love with knitting needles either. Because both these things are sensual, and you need the body to be sensual, to touch, to taste.
Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight.
That was The Way You Look Tonight by Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra. And for your next choice, I see we have something from the King, right?
We have something else. Now, I think I'm like a lot of ladies of a particular period. Elvis Presley was it for us. And I remember my boyfriend at the time used to get very jealous. He's saying, why do you look at this man? He's just shaking his legs. And, you know, I said, I'm looking at him as something else. You're not seeing what I'm seeing. And it was, again, a sensual, sexual, and a kind of throbbing singing that not just reached your ears, but got inside you somehow and throbbed you as much as it was throbbing itself. Again, it was a period of my life when he was the king. And I actually went to Memphis to see the place. It didn't quite give the same throbbing. I didn't have the throbbing effect that his songs did. But he was certainly a powerful, sensual kind of singer.
For I can't help falling in love with you. For I can't help falling in love with you.
Well, you heard it. That's Elvis Presley with the throbbing song, Can't Help Falling in Love. And so we're coming to the end. I'm actually quite surprised for this
I'm
last
surprised
choice.
Too.
Yes.
And this particular song, it's, you know, Adele's Hello. Okay. You hear it everywhere. You can't move a step and you're hearing it. But there's such power to it. It reaches out into the universe and sort of drags you to it, whether you like it or not. And you might say, I don't want to hear it. I've heard it so many times. But it drags you in. It has a reaching out universal quality to it, like a Shakespeare, you know, something that you find, I'm one with these people, whoever they are listening to this, I'm one of them too. And so take me in as well. It's that quality, again, maybe it's the actress in me, that finds that anyone who can do that is great. Anyone who can reach out in such a big way and drag everyone into their net, to their bosom, that must be a great person.
To tell you I'm sorry for everything
Mater, it was great talking to you. Thanks so much for joining us here at KCRW.com.
Thank you.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to KCRW.com/guestdjproject. You can also subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.